This goes to Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, B like boy, A, Z like zebra, U-I-N like November, P-A-C, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Spence, S-P-E-N-C-E, date of birth 9/2/1934. Dear Miss Bajuan, this is a face-to-face consultation for Mr. Spence, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted in July of 2021. He did have a slightly elevated creatinine level in November of 2019, 1.11, which gave him an estimated GFR of 60, so borderline at that point, and then no labs done in 2020, according to the patient and his wife. He's feeling well right now. His main complaint is low back pain, very low in the lumbar area, just above the hip iliac area, and that happens when he's walking, standing too long. He thought maybe his kidneys were in that area, but that's not near where the kidneys are located. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He is very hard of hearing, and his wife helps him by repeating many of our questions. He does wear hearing aids in both ears. No headaches or dizziness. He feels like he's very healthy for his age of 87 years old. He's active. He's actually building a deck for a friend right now. And he does a lot of yard work, and he actually does a lot of the housework because his wife is not especially healthy. He's not diabetic, no history of heart disease, to his knowledge, no heart failure, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. He has a significant history of vascular disease. He had an aortic aneurysm that was repaired in June 28th of 2021. Then there was a hematoma that occurred in the left groin that needed surgical removal. He's also had bilateral iliac angiograms and placement of 6 aortic endoanchors. And those were done in June of 2021. He's had a colonoscopy that was normal, double navel hernia repair, hemorrhoidectomy in the past, also bilateral total knee replacements. He wears compression devices on his legs and does see a vein specialist in Midland, and he uses those at night for venous stasis problems. He did have difficulty with a decreased urinary stream many years ago, and then was started on Cardura, and that solved the problem, and he's had no further problems after that point. He did have symptoms suspicious of a TIA also, but no evidence of stroke when radiology studies were done. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstructive symptoms, hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, a TIA, anemia, bilateral hearing loss, and he requires hearing aids in both ears. Past surgical history, the AAA repair in June of 2021, and that was previously discussed. Social history, he has never smoked cigarettes. He does consume alcoholic beverages and occasionally uses topical CBD oil and THC-containing topical agents for pain. He is married, lives with his wife. He is retired, but he's active and feels fairly healthy for his age. Family history is significant for hypertension, stroke, and prostate carcinoma. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Losartan 25 milligram once a day. Previously it was Hyzaar 25/12.5 But that was discontinued, and just he's only on Losartan now. Garlic daily, AREDS2 daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Cardura, 1 milligram daily. Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. Eliquis is 2.5 milligram twice a day. Fish oil, 1,000 milligram daily. Lutein, 1 daily. Tylenol PM, 2 at bedtime. He does not use any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 69 inches, weight 250 pounds, blood pressure left arm setting, large adult cuff, 140/62, pulse is 64. Home blood pressures are ranging 130/70 when taken at home. Tympanic membranes are clear, but he does have excessive cerumen in both ears. Pupils are equal and reactive to light and accommodation. Pharynx is clear. I have difficulty seeing the back of the throat due to a very large tongue, and it's very high in his mouth. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, and no JVD. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Pulses are 2+ bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 4th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.73, and on March 28th, 2022, creatinine was also 1.73. August 26, 2021, creatinine was 1.6. July 19, 2021, creatinine also was 1.6. And then prior to surgery, 11-19 of 2019, creatinine was 1.19. His electrolytes are normal. His calcium is 8.5, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 3.1, hemoglobin 12.6 with a normal white count and normal platelet levels. He also had a urinalysis done 3/28/2022. That is negative for blood, negative for protein. He had iron studies done in July of 2021. Those were normal ferritin at 347. Iron was low at 41. Iron saturation was 17%. Creatinine 1.6 at that time. He did have an abdominal ultrasound prior to his abdominal aortic aneurysm repair with endograft, and that showed that the abdominal aneurysm was infra, I-N-F-R-A, renal. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to severe arterial disease, especially in the abdominal vessels as well as cerebral vessels, and multiple exposures to IV contrast. We're going to ask the patient to continue having lab studies done monthly for us at this point. We are going to schedule him for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan and Claire. He's going to follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP. Oh, and the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.